a little bit different in rural. You just don't have the resources that, you know, that you have in Sacramento or a big city. We contract with Amador County Mental Health, and they come out and interview the patient when there is a suicide ideation person here in the ED. So usually they refer them downtown Sacramento. Placerville, I think, has a facility. I would say that it's sort of a hyper awareness that you really have to be diligent in keeping eyes on, keeping track of the patient, meeting their safety needs. That's the hardest part about it, and because where there's a will, there's a way sometimes. So even the most mundane object in a room that you think is no one could harm themselves with, they could attempt to harm themselves with. So you have to be really diligent about that. A patient can stay in the ER. We've had them up to 7 days here, staying, waiting for placement. That's the only concern that we have, is that just physical space, right? Because we don't have a lot of physical space anyway. So that's probably the biggest, I don't want to call it a burden, but that's the biggest issue that we have. It's certainly not the best environment. And so when mental health treatment workers come over, they're very proactive. You know, they're working really hard to place the patient. They're calling facilities all over the state of California practically, and really trying to get the patient where the patient needs to be, where the specialized care is.